This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Countries in Central and Eastern Europe are anxious about the coming summit between U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Some worry that Washington could scale down support for its allies in the region in order to secure a more stable and predictable relationship with Russia. Ukraine is especially wary, fearing that agreements between Biden and Putin could weaken its strategic importance. Moscow has rejected allegations that it is trying to destabilize those former Soviet and Warsaw Pact nations. It has accused them of Russophobia and cast them as key instigators of Western sanctions that limit Moscow's access to global capital markets and restricted imports of modern technology. Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi is going on trial on charges human rights observers criticize as an attempt by the military junta that deposed her to delegitimize her democratic election and cripple her political future. The prosecution of Suu Kyi opening Monday poses the greatest challenge so far for the 75-year-old and her National League for Democracy party since the February military takeover. The army seized power on February 1st before the new lawmakers could be seated and arrested Suu Kyi. Israel has a new prime minister for the first time in 12 years after Naftali Bennett secured the backing of parliament and ousted longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu. The two were slated to hold a handover meeting on Monday, but without the formal ceremony that traditionally accompanies a change in government, the new government was sworn in late Sunday and set to work Monday morning with ministers announcing appointments of new ministry directors. This is VOA News. Two Americans who were charged with helping former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn flee Japan while he was facing accusations of financial misconduct have agreed they took part in a scheme for him to escape the country. The statements by Michael Taylor and his son Peter on the opening day of their first trial in Tokyo suggest the pair will not plan to fight the charges. Prosecution statement accused the Taylors of arranging for Ghosn to hide in a box for musical equipment that was loaded onto a jet that flew him to Lebanon. The Taylors agreed there were no mistakes in the statement. They were arrested in Massachusetts last year and extradited to Japan in March. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to confirm Monday that the next planned relaxation of coronavirus restrictions in England will be delayed as a result of the spread of the Delta variant first identified in India. Johnson conceded while hosting the Group of Seven summit over the weekend that he'd grown more pessimistic about the government lifting remaining limits on social contact on June 21st, with the Delta variant estimated by some health experts to be at least 60% more contagious than a previous dominant strain. Scientists and doctors urged the prime minister to err on the side of caution. Nightclubs had been set to reopen on what some British media dubbed Freedom Day. New COVID-19 cases are declining across most of the United States, even in some states with vaccine-hesitant populations. But almost all states bucking that trend have lower than average vaccination rates. Case totals nationally have declined in a week from a 7-day average of nearly 21,000 on May 29th to around 14,000 on Saturday. Experts said some states are seeing increased immunity, an average of nearly 21,000 on May 29th. Iranians are preparing this week to vote in or perhaps boycott a presidential election that many fear will only underscore their powerlessness to shape the nation's fate. Iran's clerical vetting committee has allowed just 7 candidates on the ballot. They're seeking to replace the term limit President Hassan Rouhani, whose promises of a bright economic future withered as Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers collapsed. Iran is reeling from the coronavirus pandemic, global isolation, sweeping U.S. sanctions, and runaway inflation. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.